Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers possible early on today, then mostly sunny with our high nearing 84. More showers and thunderstorms are possible overnight with our low around 66. Some showers may linger throughout the day on Thursday, staying cloudy with our high nearing 78 and mostly cloudy with a low around 60 Thursday night. Staying sunny throughout Friday with our high of 76 and rain Friday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 66 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. A library in Waubenzie County suffered a ceiling collapse last week, leaving staff with a large mess to clean up before the library services can resume. Judith Kramer is the director of the Pottawatomie-Waubenzie Regional Library. She oversees the Alma Library, which is located at 115 West 3rd Street. She said the ceiling collapsed last Friday and damage continued to accumulate over the weekend. Kramer says library roof itself is intact and no water damage is present. The staff at the Alma Library asked patrons who have checked out materials from the library to hold on to them for the time being. Emergency crews in Topeka are investigating a boat that capsized in the Kansas River. Lieutenant Josh McEwen with the Kansas Highway Patrol said crews were called around 1:30 yesterday to an area of the Kansas River near the Oakland Expressway Bridge. When officials attempted to remove the boat, they revealed a registration sticker from the year 1993. They will now cross-reference its tag with the database to find the last registered owner of the boat. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Emporia State University will close the doors on its Center for Early Childhood Education after the upcoming school year. The shutdown is happening in the midst of a national child care crisis in Lyons County. There are between 21 to 30 children per opening at a child care facility as of 2021. That's according to Child Care Aware of Kansas. Emporia State will be the only state university without campus child care when it does close the child care center in August of 2023. Wichita State, University of Kansas, K-State, Pittsburgh State, and Fort Hays State all have existing programs. Governor Laura Kelly has raised more than double what her Republican challenger, Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt, raised so far this year. New fundraising reports show that Schmidt, who is without a major primary opponent, raised $707,279 from January 1st to July 21st. Kelly, on the other hand, brought in more than $1.5 million for her reelection campaign. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News in Scotts Bluff. 33-year-old Adric Blanco was accused of strangling and hitting his pregnant girlfriend, making her mouth bleed. Court documents stated that during the time of the incident, she was 37 weeks pregnant. Blanco's girlfriend told police that they did get into an argument about Blanco taking her car. This led to him striking her in the face, and then he began to strangle her. The victim's 12-year-old daughter heard the altercation and called police. Blanco was charged with three counts of child abuse, strangulation, and third-degree domestic assault on a pregnant woman. The ground could be felt shaking again along the Kansas-Nebraska border as the second earthquake within a week's time occurred Tuesday morning. The 3.6 magnitude quake occurred at 7:04 in the morning and was located approximately 6 miles west-southwest of Superior in north-central Jewell County, Kansas. This is similar to the quake that was felt a little over a week ago as far north as York, Nebraska. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
When you fall prey to consumer scams and give out your Medicare number, it's considered compromised. Kansas Senior Medicare Patrol's trained volunteers help educate Medicare beneficiaries in the fight against healthcare fraud. If you have given out your Medicare number, report it to the Kansas SMP by calling 1-800-860-5260. Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and moved to change the budget hearing to the August 22nd meeting at 7 p.m. to accommodate notice of intent to exceed the revenue neutral rate. The mill levy will be down slightly to 67.547 mills from 67.603 the previous year. Council unanimously approved adoption of the Economic Development Ordinance, which will incentivize infill housing construction through extended property tax reductions. Approval was given for economic development assistance toward demolition and removal of an abandoned trailer house at 1507 South Street. Approval was given for purchase of a dump trailer for the Cemetery and Parks Department with a low bid from Top Hat of Belleville for $11,800. The city attorney outlined agreements with Marshall County to foreclose at a special tax sale the condemned property at 209 North 8th Street. The city has demolished the former apartment complex, which was abandoned, and has property taxes from 2017 due in the amount of nearly $14,000. Demolition costs were nearly $34,000, and after the tax sale and title costs, the total amount would be around $50,000. The city has an agreement with First Commerce Bank to bid at least $50,000 at the tax sale, and it's hoped that will cover all expenses. Another adjacent house, the corner 10th and Center, was also demolished recently. Marshall County Public Works advises that Pheasant Road, the landfill road, will be closed during daytime hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week for pipe installation under the blacktop. The road closing 7:30 till 3, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, with the road reopening daily at 3 p.m. A Havensville, Kansas man was arrested in Washington County July 19th and is being held on $15,000 bond. Robert Blow III faces pending charges of possession with intent to distribute methamphetamine and marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, operating a vehicle without proper classification, and no proof of insurance. He was arrested in Washington at 7th and C Streets. Brent Ackerman was arrested Friday in Washington County on a Gage County warrant for criminal trespass, possession of a deadly weapon, obstruction of government operations, resisting arrest, and carrying a concealed weapon. Ackerman was arrested on U.S. 36 at Yankee Road and is being held at the Washington County Jail on $10,000 bond. An injury accident was reported in Gage County last Thursday evening around 6 p.m. on U.S. 77, 3 miles south of Wymore near Spruce Road. Emma Breland, age 19, of Beatrice, was attempting to pass a tractor pulling a hay rake driven by Lauren Traurnecht, age 20, of Wymore, and the two collided. The Breland vehicle rolled at least once. She was transported to Beatrice Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. U.S. 77 was closed for a time while officers worked the accident. Judging gets underway Wednesday at the Gage County Fair, kicking off activities continuing through Sunday in Beatrice. James L. Jim Swim Sr., age 91, of Marysville, passed away last Wednesday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Thursday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Jim Swim, Sr. Jerry L. Hedke, age 84, of Waterville, passed away Monday. Funeral service is planned Saturday, 10:30, at the Waterville United Methodist Church, burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 6 until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral in the Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Jerry Hedke. Erwin W. Buss, age 95, of Kansas City, passed away July 24th. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Palmer. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Erwin Buss. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, garlic and herb baked chicken, wild rice, mixed vegetables, and fiesta fruit pudding. Tomorrow, hamburger gravy over mashed potatoes, peas, and cherries. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Althea wants to thank all the men and women who served during the Korean War. These courageous individuals entered a foreign country to protect the citizens from a hostile communist takeover and preserve their right to a democratic government. Support our troops during this Korean War Veterans Armistice Day. A reminder from Althea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
Hi, John Unger here. I'm running for District 1 County Commissioner. I worked for the public to represent the needs of rural communities and agricultural lands my entire career and would like to continue working for the county I call home. It would be an honor to represent you, the residents of Marshall County. I'd appreciate your vote August 2nd to be your county commissioner.
Paid for by John L. Unger for county commissioner, Kathy Unger, treasurer.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers are possible today, but otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 80s throughout Nebraska, the upper 80s and upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s and upper 90s throughout Missouri. More showers are possible overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the mid 50s and mid 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s and mid 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and mid 70s throughout Missouri. Staying much cooler throughout the day on Thursday, a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the upper 70s and mid 80s throughout Nebraska, the upper 70s and upper 80s throughout Kansas, and the lower 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. Staying sunny throughout the day on Friday before a slight chance for more showers throughout Friday night and Saturday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late July 91. Record high on this date 111. Low 70 and the record low 52. Sunset this evening 8:44 with sunrise in the morning at 6:23. Some fog in the low-lying areas and it's 68 degrees. And that's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 27th of July. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Do you need health insurance? The Northeast Kansas Community Action Program can help with free, unbiased enrollment assistance. Our certified navigators can help you find and enroll in a plan that's right for you. Call 785-742-2222 today. You may qualify to enroll now based on your income or life changes, and our navigators can help. Call NECAP Inc. today at 785-742-2222. That's 785-742-2222.
The Mets draw first blood in a bragging rights series with the Yankees. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Mets hosted the Yankees in the first game of a Subway Series. Top first, Aaron Judge and Anthony Rizzo's back-to-back jacks made it 2-0, but the Mets came roaring back. Starling Marte hit a solo homer. Then,
a 1-0, swing and a drive in the air to left. Well hit. Hicks going back, turns, watches. It is gone!
Howie Rose with the call on WCBS 880. The Mets never looked back. 6-3 Mets the final. Break up the Cubs, who dispatched the Pirates 4-2 last night for a new season-high 6th straight win. The D-backs handed the Giants their 6th straight loss, 7-3. San Francisco dropping below the 500 mark for the first time this season. NFL training camps, the Washington Commanders hitting the field today. Quarterback Carson Wentz has been benched and traded in consecutive off-seasons. Yet Coach Ron Rivera says,
you know, now having a quarterback of Carson's stature, Carson's ability, you know, we've kind of changed our focus a little bit. So I'm pretty excited to see where we are exactly as a football team.
On thin ice, Mike McCarthy is 18-15 after two seasons as head coach of the Cowboys, but he's focused on winning.
It's a huge challenge to be a head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. It's a huge challenge to be a Dallas Cowboy. And I think now being more in tune with that, you know, my daily focus is what affects winning.
After 14 years of planning, the Jackie Robinson Museum opened in New York City. There was a gala ceremony for the baseball trailblazer. Robinson's 70-year-old son, David, spoke to a crowd of about 200 on what the project stands for.
When you look at this museum, look at the greatness of the achievement, but also the challenge that was faced and the challenge that we face ahead of us.
This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Marysville Junior Legion baseball team opens play in the state tournament at Great Bend Wednesday, continuing through Friday. They face Clay Center Wednesday evening at 5:30, Great Bend on Thursday at 12:30, and Topeka Friday at 12:30. Pool play winners advance to a single elimination tournament Saturday at Great Bend.
Don't get left in the cold this winter. With prices on the rise, lock in your propane rate now with prepay options from Wanklin Oil. Fill your tank as you need or lock into their prepay options. Don't let Mother Nature decide when you need propane. Call the team at 785-292-4710 to discuss all their money-saving options. Wanklin Oil, serving you and your neighbors since 1926.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The All Items Consumer Price Index increased 1.4% from May to June, 9.1% higher than June of a year ago. USDA once again raised its consumer food price inflation forecast from 8.5% to 9.5% for 2022. In the first forecast for next year, USDA says inflation will slow to a range between 2.5% and 3.5%. Now that's more in line with the 20-year historical average increase for consumer food prices, which is 2.4%. Per year. The 8.5% to 9.5% rise between 21 and 22 is the biggest increase in overall food price inflation since 1979, when it rose 11%. The biggest increase was in the fats and oil category, now forecast to rise 16.5% to 17.5% this year compared to 2021. Poultry, dairy, and cereal bakery goods are all other categories with large price increases. Food at home price now forecast 11% higher in 2022. USDA is increasing the amount of funding available for the spot market hog pandemic program and expects to issue approximately $62.8 billion in assistance payments to producers this week. The SMHPP assists eligible producers who sold hogs through a spot market sale between April 16th and September 1st of 2020. Zach Ducheneau is administrator for the FSA and said in order to provide more targeted support to hog producers affected by COVID, FSA was able to increase funding for the program to provide full payments instead of applying a payment factor. He said we're able to provide more equitable assistance to hog farmers hit hard by the pandemic. Terry Walters, president of the National Pork Producers, said they appreciate FSA's commitment to assisting those pork producers hit by economic disruptions. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated salutes all of the 4-H and FFA youth showing at this year's county fairs. Show your support of these hardworking youth. A reminder, they are on the summer schedule with sales every other Thursday at Marysville Livestock. And a reminder, they are taking consignments for their customer appreciation sale coming up August 11th. For more details, go online to MarysvilleLivestock.com. Again, Marysville Livestock, proud supporter of the county fairs.
Ag markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Starting off a Wednesday today for the middle of the week. Markets opening up in just a little bit. On Tuesday yesterday, we saw things higher in the grain market, lower in the livestock overall. Pretty consistent on the board. Not a lot of movement except for a bit of a jump in the markets for the wheat and soybeans, especially by the end of trading yesterday. We'll see what's in store for us today. Corn was pretty consistent. They slowly moved in the upward direction as the day went on, with September corn finishing 17 cents in the green at 5.97 even a bushel. December corn was up by 17 cents as well to $6.75. And the wheat market, a little bit higher there. They saw a slight increase at the end, with September KC wheat up 37.25 cents to 8.77 even. December wheat was also up 37.5 to 8.84 1/4. In the bean market, mostly higher there. They saw near 60 cent gains at the end of the day, with August soybeans finishing 59.75 cents higher to 15.32 3/4. September wheat, were up 43.75 cents to 13.99 3/4. In the soybean meal market, a little bit higher there. August meal jumped up at the end as well, $24.90 higher to 4.72 40 cents. September was up 19.80, sitting at 4.35 even. And the bean oil for August was up 41 cents, sitting at 60.42. Cotton market, after a couple rocky days, they saw some mostly higher numbers yesterday. October cotton was up 217 at 99.69. December cotton was up $3.42 at $94.48. And the oats market, mostly higher there, with September oats finishing 9 cents in the green at 4.51 1/2. Over in the livestock market real quick, they started off kind of mixed yesterday, a little bit lower, and wrapped up mostly lower across the board, as well as live cattle for August was down 87 cents at 136.87. October live cattle was down 97 cents to 142.37. Feeder cattle mostly lower there, with August down $1.87 to 177.42. And September was down 2.25 at 180.42.
Hi, it's Trace Tall with the Mid-America News Network. Join myself along with Rick Everett every day right here on your favorite radio station and the Mid-America News Network. We're your source for information on the latest current events and breaking news across the Mid-America region. From the latest legislation in Topeka to events happening in your local community, we'll give you the news that you can use all day long. Plus sports recaps from your favorite teams, business and stock news, and more. It's the Mid-America News Network. Stay informed with us.
Did the hail hit your house? Then now's the time to call Burwell Roofing and Construction, 316-794-3430. Don't wait for your insurance agent to get your roof and home inspected. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 316-794-3430. Burwell works with all insurances, 316-794-3430. It doesn't take much for a hailstone to damage your roof and siding, so don't trust the door knockers from out of town. Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 794-3430, or online at Burwell Construction.
There's a lot more to the character of the wind than its speed. We ponder those characteristics today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 27th, the 208th day of the year. Skating champ Peggy Fleming shares a birthday with legendary producer Norman Lear. A rather breezy day recently got us thinking about the wind and all of its different variations in texture and sound. Summer breezes blow through tall grass, leafy trees, and open windows. Winter winds whistle through cracks in windows, over snowbanks, or through barren woods. And just listen to this partial list of adjectives found in weather reports. A light breeze might murmur, whisper, or sigh. You might hear it purr, whistle, or moan. Stronger winds will howl, crash, or even roar. And a real gale can thunder, crash, or bellow. The list goes on, but we've well run out of wind. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather facts online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 68, some early morning fog across the area. And look for a warm-up today into the 80s.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The quarterfinals of the basketball tournament will be played tonight, 8 o'clock on ESPN2 at Charles Koch Arena. The Aftershocks will take on the Gutter Cat Gang, an all-star team led by TBT veteran Kyle Hines, who played his college ball at UNC Greensboro. The list of accolades continues to grow for Kansas State women's basketball player Ayoka Lee. The Wildcat star was nominated for the 2022 NCAA Woman of the Year. Lee was the only player in NCAA Division I women's basketball in the 2021-22 season to register 725 or more points, 325 or more rebounds, and 90 or more blocks. At January's NCAA convention in San Antonio, the National Top 30 honorees will be celebrated, and the NCAA Woman of the Year will be announced. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Junior Legion baseball team opens play in the state tournament at Great Bend Wednesday, continuing through Friday. They face Clay Center Wednesday evening at 5:30, Great Bend on Thursday at 12:30, and Topeka Friday at 12:30. Pool play winners advance to a single elimination tournament Saturday at Great Bend.
KNDY.
Hey, this is Luke Christensen, and you guys are listening to Sober or Drinking on KNDY.
I'm somewhere between wanting you and leaving. I wish you'd give me something to believe in. In the morning, says it all. As I empty one more bottle and try to fall asleep, whether on my lips or down the sink, it drains the same damn way. Whether I'm sober or drinking, I
of June, she said goodbye. I watched her walk into the night. The hardest thing I ever did was let her go. We swore as friends we'd stay in touch. Best of friends don't mean that much when that phone call comes to tell you she's in love. She's in love. She's got that fire in her eyes.
She's in love.
How her smile lights up the sky. It's like she's walking on air. She's been set free. Still I can't believe
she's in love.
Strolling down a one-way street.
She's in love.
It's where her heart has wings. She's in love. Why can't it be me? Told everyone I'm doing fine. Learned to get on with my life. I just want what's best for her, so I lied. Found a note on my door last night. Said, I'll be your friend till the day I die. But you should know I found someone. Now she's in love. Sky. It's like she's walking on air.